Hello, friends. I'm Lee Brown. This is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Today, we're talking about dirt, by which I mean land. And frankly, for those of y'all that are interested in local government, you better be thinking about this story when you talk to your county commissioners. Daniel Apke joins me today. Enjoy the conversation, and I'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
So talk to me a little bit. Tell me where you're located, what you do in and around real estate. Give us a little bit of the Daniel story.
Okay. Yeah. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, but last year I moved down to Tampa, Florida. And I'm in the Tampa area now. Yeah. So it's been good to me down here, but I have a real estate rental business up in Cincinnati where we buy, hold, and rent out. And then primarily my main source right now is a land flipping business. I don't know if you've talked to anyone who's in the land business, but that's primarily what I'm doing. I have a team of employees working with me on that. And then we started having pretty good success with the land flipping business. Other people started kind of asking us how we're doing it and what we're doing to acquire and all that. So we ended up creating a course, my brother and I, on how to do it. So that's kind of where we're at now. So we have a real estate educational program, and then we have the land flipping business.
So you're still doing the land flipping yourself as well as educating on it.
Correct. Yeah. And that's kind of the way we looked at it. I mean, we want to stay involved so we know what's going on in the industry. It's kind of hard to teach something you're not doing, I think.
Absolutely true. That's definitely one of my sticking points. So I'm curious about your perspective on what I can hear somebody saying in the comments right now. Why would you train your competition? So I'd love to hear your answer to that because I know how I answer that.
Yeah. I mean, there's like millions of parcels of land out there. And so I can't send mail. I mean, we acquire from direct mail, right? So we send out direct mail with prices on it, and it's an actual purchase agreement. So we pull a bunch of data, get the comps, and then we pretty much bulk price everything, and we'll send out about 20,000 mailers a month. But there's so much land in the US. And also, like, say we mail somewhere today and we do pretty well in that we mail by county. So say I mail Hamilton County, Ohio today for all the vacant land from 5 acres to 20 acres. I'll mail it again if I do well in that area 3-4 months later and get completely different good results. So it's a timing thing. I mean, you can hit these places. There's just too much room for, it's just such low competition right now. I mean, there's so much room for growth, I think. So, I mean, competition is not a bad thing for us.
Well, and land is hard for a lot of people to get their mind around because it doesn't have rental income attached to it. It's not like you can go in and put some carpet and paint in it and flip something up in value. You're essentially buying something either below market so you can change it for something else. Maybe you can change zoning. You can possibly develop it. There's ways you can spend money on land. But at its core, when you buy it, you kind of know you're buying something that doesn't really have collateral attached to it, which is why the banks don't like land a whole lot. Right. So how did you land in this really specific space? Was it by accident or did you do some research to find a niche?
Yeah. So like I said, I started in rental properties. The first property I ever bought was a salon. It was a commercial property. And we still have that today. It's really, I love commercial properties. I'm trying to get more and more involved with it. But yeah, I was doing that. And then I had some different online businesses throughout the years, not real estate related. And I love my freedom and flexibility. And one of the people I was doing my online businesses with told me about how they're buying and selling land across the United States, 100% remote. So it really fit my portfolio at the time. And I love real estate too. Like that was kind of my passion. I was looking to get more and more involved besides the rental business. So I actually sold all my other online businesses to dive into this because I knew it's 100% remote. So I'm doing it in Florida. I've never bought a property in Florida. All of our properties are elsewhere that we're buying. So it really just fit what I was looking for. And then along with that, like I said, the competition is really low. There's not a lot of people doing it. There's not a lot of competition. And you'd be shocked how many people that own land don't want their land just because they're paying taxes on it. There's nothing on it. So a lot of times they're inherited this property. Exactly. They inherited it, whatever, they were gifted it. They bought it 20 years ago and they thought they were going to build on it and they never built. So they're paying taxes on this and they're sick of it. And then I know you're a realtor as well, correct?
I am.
Right. So if we're in the middle of Alabama, say we're buying property in the middle of Alabama and it's 2 hours away from a city, there's not a lot of realtors out there in those areas to just go drive 2 hours, get the pictures for a $30,000, $40,000 property. So they're not easy to sell if you don't know what you're doing. It's just hard. If you own land and you don't have a realtor and you're not a real estate professional, where do I get started? At the end of the day, it's not easy to sell land because it is different. It's not like a house. The niche is different. The market's different. So it's just, I really like that aspect of it. And that's what we like to use a realtor on the sell side. But buying it, we buy everything off market and we have good relationship with our people listing it. And I think that's what really sets us apart. So we buy it off market and then list it with a realtor on the sell side typically.
Okay, so that's pretty smart. So then when you go to maximize the value, you're calling a realtor professional who's going to go drive by it and take the photos and do the drone and make it look good and put it in the multiple listing service or on the land websites that are out there.
Correct.
And it all works as long as you buy it correctly. When you're buying these properties, you're obviously buying it below market because you're the one taking the risk on it. How do you explain to the landowner that you're going to flip it out? How does that conversation go? Are they cool with that as long as they get enough? They don't mind you making a profit? And how do you approach that so that everybody feels fair?
Yeah, to be honest, land in these areas that we're in, a lot of times it's not easy to determine what the value of your property is.
Right.
So a lot of times they don't know. And a lot of times they just need money now or whatever the situation is, or they're so sick of it. They're up in New York and the properties in Georgia or Ohio or wherever it is. You can do this anywhere. We've done this in all 48 states, really. So it does work anywhere. But a lot of times we do get those questions where they're just like, hey, what are you going to do with this? Most of the time, it's not a price question at that point. It's usually just like, I've owned this land for 20 years. I don't want a big subdivision going there because it's like pride ownership type stuff.
That makes sense. And if it's family land or near family land or adjacent to somebody you love, they feel like they have an obligation to the neighbor as well. So that's a good point. And I do find it to be interesting, this idea that people just want to cut loose of it, because I've run into those folks as well. And there's not as much emotional attachment to a parcel of land as there is to a standing house where you do spend all your time in it. It's two different things entirely, which is why in the professional realtor side, it also means you have to be selecting realtors that know land, because a realtor who only knows houses is not going to ask the right questions necessarily unless they've got a mentor, because land is different. So yep. How do you go about selecting the professionals in these markets? Because obviously there's more realtors now than we've ever had in the history of humanity, plus the licensees. What are the questions you ask before you pick somebody?
Yeah, that's actually one of our bottlenecks, is coming up with a good realtor. Like you said, most of them have their niches with residential houses or commercial properties. There's not a lot of land realtors out there. So what we do, land.com is a big network for us. It's Land and Farm, Land Watch, Lands of America. That's all under the same network. I'll typically start there. I'll just type in the county we're in. So say we're in Hamilton County, Ohio. I'll type that in on landwatch.com. And I'll see people the first thing I look for is professional looking listings, right? Because there's a lot of people who just throw up one picture of a piece of land or a Google Earth image. And that's like my pet peeve. I like my listings looking good. So that's number one, what I'll look for. Number two, I'll look at the listings they have, make sure they have some in the area so they know the market well. Because a lot of these land realtors, they'll be like, cover a full state or half a state. And I'm like, can you really make it 4 hours away and give the time that this needs when you're 4 hours away? So I look for location.
Hey, y'all, just going to take a quick break from this conversation to let you know about the sponsor of today's episode. That sponsor is, well, frankly, it's me. It's Lee Brown University. It's no secret that real estate is crazy competitive, getting more so every day. And that's why I created Lee Brown University. Each of you has different goals. There's something in my course that's going to help you break through. So enroll in Lee Brown University today. You go to www.leebrownu.com and I'll see you there. Now, back to this amazing content. No, the local municipal overlays. I think that's something that a local person is going to have a handle on. If you're 4 hours away, you don't know what's happening in this county where we have right now, like the county I live in has maxed out water and sewer capacity.
Right.
So if somebody wants to develop a parcel of land, that's pretty important to know. But if the realtor is 5 hours away, they don't have that on the ground knowledge necessarily. Now they might, there's a few that are very aggressive on their research. You and I both know they're a rare breed of realtor that does that kind of research. So I love that you're checking what's on their websites. Hello, friends. Are y'all paying attention to this? I mean, I totally get you on that. It drives me crazy when I see a GIS map from the county and that's the listing photo.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're pushing my buttons right now. We've had to get out of contracts because of that before. It's like, I could go on a flat fee MLS if I wanted to list it like that and put the picture up. So a lot of these guys that are really experienced too, the land guys, they'll have great buyers list, just like all realtors. I mean, they've got really good buyers list. That's like the biggest thing, because then they just send out an email with it. We've sold a lot of properties before they even hit the MLS just from that buyers list. But like I said, the main things, their marketing looks good, their location's there, and they have listings similar to my property. So like kind listings.
I love it. All right. So tell us, obviously, this is the crazy shit in real estate. We're always looking for those kinds of stories that make people stop in their tracks. Land is not usually going to be the most shocking because you probably don't have a lot of porn video shoots and dead people in open houses. And by the way, friends, those are previous episodes. You can click over here to listen to them for real. So on land, what do you have for me? How are we going to get people to get fascinated by land?
So I'm trying to think here of some different example story. The one story that speaks out to me that I remember was, and this isn't exciting compared to all the different houses stories you have. This is land with nothing on them. But one of the stories, we bought a piece of property. This is more of a fail story, I think. We bought a piece of property. We thought we had a killer, killer deal. And this specific county was hiding information from us because they did some illegal stuff. They actually opened a landfill illegally and never closed the landfill. They never opened it. So they just like closed this landfill that was never legally opened. And we bought this property. We thought we were getting such a steal on it. It was my brother and I buying it. And I think I negotiated down because I knew one of the parcels may have been a landfill. But then once we buy the property, we find out by contacting at the federal level, we had to call the federal level and work our way up. It took us months and months to figure it out. But this property was a landfill and the county was completely hiding it because what they did was completely illegal. They weren't allowed to have this landfill.
How does this happen? Wait a minute. You said you spotted that this might be a landfill. What were you looking for? What's the tell? This is bizarre.
Yeah. So there was one comment on the legal on one of the parcels. It was two different parcels, both 10 acres right next to each other. One of the deeds had like a landfill mention in it, but then I would call the county. They would act like they didn't know anything about it. I contacted everyone. The old owner didn't know anything about it, supposedly. They were all just lying to us. And we had to kind of go around them and work up to the federal level to see what was going on. And it ended up being a nightmare of a process and not super exciting story, but it's just one of those that the county and everyone was pushing it on the rug because it was completely illegal.
So who do you call at the federal level about landfills? What department is that? Is that natural resources? Is that environmental?
Environmental. Yeah. The EPA. Yeah. We worked our way up and we ended up having them go out there and testing soil and doing all kinds of stuff like that on it. But they opened it in like the 80s. So everyone was behind it. Like they were already retired or whatever. So it wasn't anyone now's fault. It was funny how shady it got. Like people were started declining our calls, blocking us. Like it got pretty shady. And the people high up in that county knew what was going on. I'm sure the people answering the health department calls didn't know, but they kept just tucking it under the rug.
Did anybody go to jail for this or get their hand slapped?
I don't know what happened after that. Eventually they granted us building permission on it because they knew. Yeah, they gave us permits eventually. So I was like, once I had the permits, I didn't care. I just wanted to be able to put a structure on it.
That's another reason to use a local realtor, right? And honestly, exactly. Almost have to use a 30-year realtor because a 3-year realtor, and I love you, my early career friends, I'm not slamming you, but if you're a 3-year realtor who moved to a market from another state, your chances of knowing this are pretty slim, which is, how do you solve for that? I guess you better pick a realtor who's got a mentor or a broker who's been around the block a few times who might know some local things. It's fascinating because, of course, my mind is running right now, Daniel, because I'm in a fast-growing market and we have more relocated people here than natives by a long shot. And, of course, most of them have the real estate license because why not? But their ability to know all of that stuff is limited. This is fascinating.
Yeah, it was a tough situation. Actually, like this was earlier on in our land careers too. So there was actually some signs that something more, but we got such a good price on it. We still doubled our money on that deal just because our margins were so good, but the buyer pool was so much smaller.
Oh yeah.
After looking at it, so on Google Earth, you can go back and kind of go back to like 1990 images and keep going up. And we do that a lot with our properties. But if we would have done that, there's a weird circle on this property that was dug up, and you could tell like the rejuvenation of certain trees and stuff. There's something that happened there. So that would have been like the first red flag. And with an experienced realtor, they would have spotted that right away, I think.
So if you're a realtor watching or listening to this, this is why you do your homework before you stick a sign in the ground. And it's why you do the homework for your buyers before they write offers. Because in this case, Daniel, you're the seller. You are not the bad guy because you're buying it off somebody else who may not have known either, because we're talking time and shenanigans going on. That's something else. So when you learn those things, what do you do on your next parcels? What do you use for resources doing research? Do you just use Google Earth, or like I use OwnX as my favorite land app that I use for finding corners. Are there any apps that you use or websites that are specific? Yeah.
Our big one's MapRite. I don't know if you've ever heard of MapRite.com. That's our big one that we use. You can get a lot of different information on there and you can see a lot of stuff. I don't think MapRite would have really helped us in this specific situation, but it's a great, great resource for that. MapRite.com's what we use. But yeah, we just take it through a due diligence. We talk to the counties a lot, call the health department, because the biggest thing on the East Coast, anywhere east of like Mississippi, is septic tanks. Everyone's like, well, I'll be able to get a permit, septic permit, all that. So we talk to the health department a lot, get plot maps a lot, just a lot of back and forth with government departments.
Well, and in North Carolina, it's expected that a realtor will do the septic permit pull as part of the job of listing a property. And we have agents that forget about that task. Although there are a couple of courthouses that have burned down, and so not all the records go all the way back. And that's just, that is what it is. All right. So if somebody wants to talk to you about land flipping or your educational course, what's the best way for them to find you, Daniel?
So our website is landinvestingonline.com. I would start there, visit landinvestingonline.com, or you can email me directly. It's daniel@landinvestingonline.com. If you have any questions at all, I'm open. I love to help people. If you don't know where to get started in real estate, this is a really good resource because the upfront capital needed is a lot lower than traditional real estate.
As long as you do your research, right?
Do your research. Absolutely.
All right, friends. Well, all of Daniel's information is in the show notes for this episode. Make sure that you go through and click, check out the course, follow him online, ask any questions you have. Most importantly, though, make sure you click up here to subscribe and hit the bell so you can come back for more crazy stories. And maybe next time you go to a county commissioner meeting, you will have different questions to ask yourself. Daniel, we appreciate you coming on the show and giving us an entirely different angle to think about.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, we'll see you next time over here on Crazy Shit.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram @LeeThomasBrown or tweet me @LeeBrown or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.